Hi, and welcome to Why Running, a podcast where we share stories, tips, and advice to inspire and motivate you on your running journey. I'm Serena Mihaila, and today I'm joined by someone for whom running has become a form of therapy, not just a way to stay fit, but a powerful tool for mental clarity and healing. She's just come back from New York, where she ran the iconic New York City Marathon, and today she's here to share the story behind her passion for running. Please welcome to Why Running, Francesca Evans.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Francesca. Honestly, it's so nice to finally be able to chat with you. I feel like every time I go on your page, I'm reminded of how fun running can be and how enjoyable it can be, and that it can just be fun and you can do it without taking it super seriously. So yeah, it's so nice to finally be able to speak with you.
Amazing. Yeah, no, that's definitely what I'm all about. Trying to have a little bit more fun. We're not about the serious running over here, I promise you.
I mean, you've got so much positive content on your social media. If you look at like some of your posts, it's easy to assume that, oh, you've got like, you're running and you've got everything figured out and it feels like you know what you're doing. But obviously the last 2 years have been very challenging for you, and you've been through like very hard times recently. You talk on social media about how you use running as a tool to help you gain more clarity and quieten down your mind during these moments. Could you tell us a bit more about what inspired you to start running and what running meant to you in those hard times?
Of course. Okay, so probably a little long story that we can always cut short, but I've always been someone that absolutely hated running. I was quite overweight as a teenager and I would do anything to escape PE. I faked an entire knee injury for most of my time at school. So me and running were never friends. I was like, absolutely not. And then, as you mentioned, like the last 2 years sort of been a bit difficult. Had a lot of death going on. And sadly, at the beginning of, it must have been like 2023, my aunt passed away. And whilst we were like clearing out her house, like she had so many running medals. And like, I knew she ran, but like, I didn't really know to kind of what extent that she ran. And this woman was like in her 70s doing a marathon or a half marathon sort of every single weekend. And I was like, wow. I was like, okay, fair play. I was like, there's me that can't even run around the block. And I was like, and she's doing it. And I was like, well, surely like I should be able to do something. So I sort of seen that. And then like quite a few other things happened and I sort of like spiraled a little bit. I was having quite a tough time mentally and fell back into sort of old habits with like eating disorders and things. And I was like, gosh, like this really isn't going very well, is it? And then it was actually sort of work that got me back on to the, well, got me into the running hype, not back onto the running hype. It all sort of started. They were like, right, we're going to do a work run club. We're going to start this run club up. And I was like, absolutely not. I put a fake meeting in my diary, so I did not have to go to said run club. I was like, I am not running with these people. But it was for charity. And they were like, oh, well, can you like make up the run like after work and post it on Slack and show everyone that you've done it? And I was quite new. And I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to go and do a run. So that evening, after I'd faked a meeting, avoided the run, I went out and I did a 5K. And I was like, okay, do you know what? That wasn't actually the most horrific thing in the world. And then I think it's that sort of like the confidence that you get in yourself. I was like, oh, okay, so I can actually run a 5K. That wasn't too bad. Maybe next time I'll go with work. So then the next week when they did the run club, didn't fake a meeting. And I went to the run club and I was like, oh, this is great. Like, and I had a great time with the girls. And then from there, I think it just sort of progressed a little bit. And it was that like self-belief that was sort of happening every week. One of my colleagues, Jenny, she was training for an ultra marathon. And she was like, I need a training buddy. And I was like, I am not your girl. I've only just learned how to run 5K. There is no way on this earth that I can run anything more. And she was like, oh, like, please, like, I really don't want to go do it by myself. Like, I've got 12K to run this week. Will you come and do a 12K with me? And I was like, I've never run that far in my life. Like, I really don't think I could do it. And I was getting like really worked up in my head. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like I'm just not going to be able to. It's going to be embarrassing. And that was my main thing. I was like, I'm going to embarrass myself. But she convinced me to go with her, and we went for a nice slow little 12K around London, had a little yap the whole time. And then when we finished, I was like, okay, like, and I think I documented it on my TikTok at the time. I was like, I've just done my furthest run like ever, like this is insane. And then I think from there it just carried on developing, and I was like, well, Well, I can run 12K now. Like, what can I do next? And then it started getting into like the longer runs with her. And so then the next week, she's like, okay, we've got 24K to run. And I was like, this is a joke. I've done 12. Like, that was my limit. And then it was sort of just doing these runs with her and like gaining that confidence, that like self-belief, like week on week that I could do these things. And I don't know, it was a big sort of change. Like the whole year had been quite tough. And then to have like this new sort of like goal and something that was like, I don't know, made me feel good. I was like, okay, let's keep doing this and let's keep rolling with it. And that's sort of like how it got me into running to begin with. And I think some people like often look at social media and think, oh, well, that's fine for you because you've always been a runner. And I'm like, no,
Yes.
I am the opposite. Like, oh, I hated it. And then I think for me, it was just finding that I didn't hate running. I hated running fast. Like, if I would go out by myself, I would just be like huffing and puffing, bright red in the face, and I literally could not get around the block where I lived. And it's all because I was going too fast. And until sort of like my eyes were open, like just slow it down, like it's not that deep, and actually started doing those longer distances, I was like, okay, do you know what? This is not that bad. And it was just that feeling at the end of those like long runs where like I'd never done these distances ever. And I was like, oh, stunning. Look at me go. I don't know, it's just a nice little bit of like a confidence boost. And that was kind of like the summer of, I'd say, 2023. And then I got my first place in a race, which all was a bit last minute. And it was really odd. So two of my friends had entered the Manchester Half Marathon. One of them had a small cycling accident and she had to pull out and she was like, do you want my space? And I was like, oh, but I've only got 6 weeks to train. I don't think I can do this. But then I was like, well, why not? I kind of got to this sort of like Delulu is the Salulu mentality of being like, well, like, why can't I do this anymore? Like, I ran 5K about 2 weeks ago. I might as well run a half marathon. So I signed up for that, trained for that. And it sort of really took off from there. And then it was just that sort of like confidence that I gained from it and how it made me feel. I was like, well, we're going to do more. We're gonna do more. And like you said, it's not just sort of like the fitness side of it. It was definitely the mental side of it that came with it. And I feel like running is one of those things that you I'm not I put this helps you get over an eating disorder or helps you improve your relationship with food because you do really start to see it as like the food is fuel. Like I was terrified of carbs and I remember going out for one of these long runs and one of my friends was like, no, you have to have carbs. Like you need to have this before we run. And then I started to see the difference. I was like, okay, well, there is a big difference if I actually eat properly and go for a run, I feel 10 times better. So I feel like that's sort of a little whistle stop tour of kind of how I started running and how it started improving everything mentally. But I guess there's a lot to unpack there.
I mean, it's incredible because you've done so much progress in just like over a year. It's like probably 18 months ago. That is crazy. Like from running your first 5K, your first 10K, like last summer in like 2023, and now like just completing the New York Marathon earlier this month is absolutely insane.
It is a little bit wild, and I feel like that's kind of my main message I want to get across to people is that like you can do this stuff, like you can run if you want to run, and like you don't have to be an athlete, you don't have to be a certain weight, you don't have to look a certain way, you don't have to have all the gear. I literally went out for my first run in a pair of like Primark leggings, an oversized t-shirt, and just a pair of trainers that I had. Like I sometimes feel like people think there's these obstacles and you've got to be a certain way or you've got to be able to, I don't know, be a certain level of fitness to even be able to start. But it's not that at all. It's not that at all.
Would you say that when you went out with that friend for your first run together, was that your first time when you got a runner's high? Was that the feeling that made you go back to running?
I find runner's high such an interesting concept because people say it's what happens, like you get this really like high feeling like when you're running and you suddenly feel great. Whereas for me, it's more like the end of it, as in I'm like, oh, I've done this. Like, and I'm like, oh my
Yes.
gosh, like not that I'm doing it for the Strava kudos or anything like that. But it's when you finished it and you've logged it and you say, oh my gosh, like for me, that's more the runner's high. Like I don't feel like I got necessarily like this overwhelming feeling when I was running, being like, oh my God, I feel amazing. Because I'm not gonna lie, like The run always starts off great, and then you're like, oh gosh, I just want it to end now. But then you finish and you're like, stunning, look at me go. But I think that was what it was. It was that sort of turning point of being like, okay, we can do this. We can do this.
Yeah, I mean, and that feeling at the end is just incredible. It feels so, so good, and you feel that you've achieved so much, and just
Yeah.
moving your body, you feel like you have so much energy, and you feel so accomplished. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, definitely.
How did you go from just running casually? I know you said you ran your first half marathon, but how did you then go on to sign up for your first marathon?
So, sort of how everything goes in my life is a bit of a whim and sort of a bit last minute. So, I did that first half marathon with one of my best friends, and we had like an amazing time. And we finished, and I was like, that was great. And she was like, that was great. Let's sign up for the Manchester Marathon. And I was like, no. I was like, I've just run the half. I was like, give me a break, woman. I don't want to do another one. I don't want to do a full marathon. You think, do this again. So that sort of that had happened like straight after we'd done a half, and that was like October time, and I was like, no, girl, I definitely don't want to do it. And then December was quite challenging for me. My dad passed away, my mum got quite sick, and then one of my aunts was also diagnosed with MND at the same time. So it was like a lot all in one go. And my friend then messaged me in the January, and she was like, oh, I really wish we were like training for this together. It'd be just a nice thing to focus on. And I was like, well, like that there is no spaces left now. Like I put my name down for the waiting list, and if it's meant to be, it will be. And lo and behold, I put my name on a waiting list on a Friday, and then on the Monday they were like, you've got a place.
Oh
And I
my
was like,
God.
oh. And I think I had maybe it was 12 weeks to train for it, and I have to say it was like my saving grace and everything. Like it was definitely like the universe giving me the sign that I needed to have something else. Because like, I don't know, January came around, I was thinking, oh my Lord, my life is like a series of unfortunate events right now. Like Lemony Snicket might as well write me a book. I just need something good to happen. So it was just a really nice sort of focus and something that was like getting me out of the house, like in especially in the dark months. Like
Yeah.
things were already a little bit tough. And then obviously with the dark evenings, winter, like it doesn't really help the situation. And then sort of like getting that marathon place and having something to work towards absolutely saved me. Like I would have probably just like rotted in my bed for a good solid months. So that's how I sort of ended up doing the marathon. And even like when I was training, I was thinking, like, oh my goodness, like this is like, I mean, I know I did a half, but I was like, this is a marathon, like this is double that. But I just think, I don't know, I just think it's that whole thing of like you build that confidence of week on week, like you increase your distances, and things that seemed impossible before, you're like, oh no, I can actually do that now. And that's what sort of got me into it. And yeah, that's how I ended up doing like the first marathon. And then after that, I was like, never again. And then we ended up doing New York, but that's another story.
I mean, 12 weeks is a very short period of time when you think about
Yeah.
it. And especially because you mentioned I was January, like it can be just like January. It is like with all the motivational stuff, and obviously it's a new year, so you kind of feel a bit motivated to do things and to have goals. But I feel like it can be, when it comes to running, to start training for a marathon, it can be quite intimidating. How did you prepare for it mentally and physically?
Definitely intimidating. I think my first marathon was also a lot of like lessons learned. Like I think I feel like a lot of people don't want to sign up for something because they just don't think they're in like that they're fit enough or like they know enough to be able to do it. And as with everything in life, wing it. Like you never know what something is going to be until you signed up for it. As in, okay, wing it to a certain extent. Sign up for a race, but all I did, I got myself, well, a running training plan. That was what I started with, and I was like, okay, well, somebody once told me that as long as I like ticked off the runs that I was doing, it's going to be fine. Like if you put the training in and you just tick things off, doesn't matter how you're feeling, doesn't matter like if your brain is telling you that you're not going to be able to do it, like you are doing absolutely everything right. So that was sort of like the first thing of like just getting myself a plan in action. And then I'll be honest with sort of the rest of it, I don't think I was, what's the right way to put this? Like, probably not the most prepared. I'm not an athlete, but you know what I mean? Like, not the most prepared runner out there. Like, I just really focused on running. I definitely improved my relationship with food. I was like loving carbs left, right, and center, making sure I was having like a nice little feast after my long runs. And I was just doing things like attending sort of like more smaller races and things along the way to get me like hyped up and like prove I could do these things and tick them off the list and that sort of side of it. But yeah, definitely like a little bit intimidating. But yeah, once you have a plan, like stick to a plan, trust the plan and love the plan, because I feel like otherwise you can just get in your own head about it.
Yeah, and I feel like that's so good because it helps you keep everything structured and you feel like
Yeah.
you have more control over everything when you have that plan and you kind of feel like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have known what to. I can't lie to you. I'd have had no idea. Like, me signing up for a marathon, like, to train myself, absolutely clueless. And that's okay, because we're not here to know everything. That's why there are running plans out there. That's why there are apps, coaches, whatever it might be. That's not for me to know. That's for, like, me to, like, find out. And I think that's the thing, that, like, there is a lot that you don't know when you go into your first race, whether that is, like, your first 10K or first half marathon or even a marathon. Like, there are going to be things you don't know. There are going to be lessons that you learn. You kind of do it along the way, and it's like the fun of the journey as well. Like, if everything was perfect, well, I mean, we'd all be athletes, wouldn't we? But like, it's not.
Yeah. What else in your training differ from other races that you've done? And what did you learn about your own limits along the way?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think the main thing for me was just. Firstly, I say the big thing was like the food thing was still a big thing that I learned about myself. Like, it was so odd. Like, as someone that has struggled with like an eating disorder for so many years, probably starting from the age of when I was like 17 to, I don't know, until I literally probably hit 30. Like, it was the quickest sort of recovery I'd ever had when I'd had a bit of a lapse with everything. Because I was like, no, I need to eat. I need to be able to be doing this. Like, I need this food to fuel me, to get me through these runs. And I think that's what really kind of like kept me on track. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, and things that would scare me before, me being like having my giant bowl of pasta and then probably having like two extra portions because I'm just hungry and like honoring my body's cravings and things was something I would have never done before. Huge change and like a big sort of like a lesson learned. Like, to me, and to honor my body, it's like more appreciate it for the things that it can do. It became less about like, this is what I look like, and it was more, this is what my body can do, which was like a huge change. And I think sometimes with any kind of exercise, people always like associate exercise with aesthetics. But I personally think that like running was something for me where it became more like exercise, these. Look what this body can actually do, rather than like, okay, well, I look slightly different, because it does, it changes your body composition. And that's not a bad thing. It's just like an incredible thing that your body can actually do this. Like, to even sit there and be like, yeah, I've run, and that even you can run is an incredible thing. So yeah, I say it's probably like the big sort of lessons like I learned, and like things that I learned about myself during that journey.
Yeah, it's definitely changed my relationship with my body as well and how I look at things, how I look at nutrition. And as you said, I now think of eating and differently, and I just eat to fuel my runs and not, I don't run to eat, if that makes sense. And I
Yeah,
not to
100%.
burn calories. And I think in the past we've all had points in our life, I think, when we used to believe, in all sorts of diets and just exercise to lose weight or to look in a certain way. And it just now it's I'm so glad to actually see this shift on social media as well towards like a more a healthier approach, really.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it was something like, not to go like too off topic on like the whole body side of it, but it was like a real eye opener to me, like even doing a marathon. I feel like, as you said, like we've always been taught, like, I don't know, exercise to burn calories, to eat food, that sort of thing. And you've got to look a certain way to be able to, like, I had it in my head that you had to basically be an athlete to be able to enter a marathon, right? Like, I don't know why I had this weird misconception, but I was like, you've got to be really lean, you've got to be athletic, like, no, like, not just anyone can run a marathon. And then you go and run one, And you see the amount of people that are there, like all different ages, shapes, sizes, genders, whatever it might be. There are so many different people there, so many different body types. And all those body types are running a marathon. There is not like a marathon body. Everyone has a marathon body or a running body, whatever you would like to call it. And I've sort of, you really see that shift. And I sometimes think that maybe before I'd gone to watch or be in one of these races, I was probably one of those people that'd be like, oh no, I've got to look a certain way, or like running makes you like you're a skinny person if you run. Whereas realistically, so many people run.
Yeah, and I think that with this, you also get to know your body a lot better. I feel like it helps so much. There's so much stuff that you don't know about your body, you know, like what feels good to you, or like kind of you learn a lot about your recovery needs and how much time you should rest, how much time you need for sleep, for how much time you need for cross training. You know, off running. I think, yeah, I think you get to know your body so much better, and it just changes everything.
No, I definitely agree.
How was the race day? How was the day when you had the marathon? And were you nervous on that day? How did you feel when you got to the start line?
For the first one, for the
Yes.
Manchester one I did, yes, nervous, really nervous. I got, well, first things first, I got really sick the week before, and everybody said this is like taper flu. So like the week that you taper off and you reduce your runs, apparently, I don't know if it's a psychological thing, it's quite normal for people to get like coughs, colds, etc., etc. And they were like, don't worry, it's just that. And I was like, okay, fine. But I was burning up. I had like a full-blown fever. And I was there and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to run this. And I was getting angry at myself. I was like, you spent 12 weeks training, like you're going to have to go. So I went up there and I was like, right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I was feeling slightly better on the morning of, but I was like, right, we take all pressure off, number one, because I think sometimes on socials, people can be like, well, what time are you aiming for? Like all of this. And it gets in your head, like, and pace was never anything that bothered me. But I think the more and more that people asked, and they were like, are you aiming for a time? Like, what splits do you want to do? So when race day actually came around, I was like, well, I'm sick, so I'm just going to take all pressure off whatsoever. Got to the start line, and we were actually in the last wave. So I was at the back of people that were starting. And that was a strange thing, because you're like, oh, like I'm at the, like, there's no problem being here. Like, I'm at the back. It is what it is. And you're kind of starting with all like the slower paced people, which is absolutely fine. So that was quite nice and started off quite well. And then in terms of how the actual marathon went, like I, as I said, took off all the pressure and I started feeling great. I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was the flu, but I had a very similar experience when I was in New York. And like the first sort of like half, maybe up to like 25K, like I was flying, and I was like, who is this girl with the speed? And just sort of like really enjoying like my time going round. And I was like, and then the whole time I was like, oh, I'm doing it, like this is happening. But yeah, the actual marathon was so bizarre. Like I had so many fears. I was like, well, what if I have to stop, or like what if this happens, or what if that happens? And then when you deep it, I was like, well, does it matter? Okay, well, if I have to stop when I walk, great, I stop when I walk. Like I'm still doing it. If I have to, I don't know, stop to like take on water because I can't run and drink it, I can't actually run and drink at the same time. It's very difficult. Like all of those things, I was like, well, it's not, doesn't matter, does it? Like it doesn't matter what time I finish it in. It doesn't matter sort of like how the race goes. The most important thing is that I'm doing it. So all in all, like absolutely like loved it the first one that I did, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And I think that, yeah, crossing that line, it's quite overwhelming, because you're like, oh no, I've actually done this. And I think I was in a bit of like shock for a little while after I'd crossed the line, because I felt okay. Like I was like, right, cool, so what now? Because your body's obviously like, there's a lot of adrenaline going on as well, which I think people forget about race day. So like you do all your training runs, and yes, things are going to be hard and it's not always going to be fun, but on race day you've got adrenaline in you, you've got crowds cheering you on, you've got people trying to give you high fives as you're running around. Like there's so much more to it, it's so much more fun. But yeah, first marathon, absolutely loved it. Like, and I think that was, yeah, a big tick. That was like a big tick off a bucket list, and I was like, well, there we go.
I'm so glad to share this. I feel like this gave me so much confidence for my marathon in May. Because I feel like sometimes when you look on social media, as you said earlier, it's just so easy to think about a time and think about nutrition or to think about like how many gels you should take with you or, the time that you're gonna aim for. And it's, yeah, you're getting too much in your head. And I feel like you stop concentrating on having fun and enjoying the race and ultimately just like finishing the race if it's your first marathon, because that's the most important thing. And yeah, having fun.
Yeah, definitely. The main thing to it. And I think you're right. I think you're so right with the social media thing. I think that a lot of people, obviously, there are like really experienced runners out there, right? And who have incredible pages, and there is a purpose for that. But I feel like there's a nice wave of beginner runners coming through. And I just want to just reiterate to people, like, just keep it simple. Like, in terms of like things like nutrition, people like gels, electrolytes, blah, blah, blah. For the majority of my training, I had not a blooming clue what I was doing. Like, I was figuring it out as I went along. And you will too, as in, you will figure out, okay, well, this sort of nutrition works for me. And like, you test out different things. Like, I tried gels, I tried normal foods, I tried sweets, I tried baby food because someone else suggested that. Like, you just have to try all of these things, and you might not get it right first time. And that's why you have these training runs and that sort of thing. Like, you, it's not always going to be perfect, but that's the fun of it. So yeah, I want to kind of bring that back to being like, you don't have to have everything figured out, because I definitely didn't.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, just not comparing yourself with other people is the best thing you can do. And just using social media for inspiration, of course, but not getting too much into like the details and everything.
Yeah, and I feel like I was definitely probably somebody that did this. I made it a big thing to not do it for New York, is that, and I do it on my training runs as well. So I would do videos where I would like record me running, and I'd record me at like every kilometer. And people would be like, oh, you look like you're breezing through. I could never do this. And I was like, it's probably because I'm not showing you the bits in between. And I'd be very guilty of being like 1K, 30K, like just smiling on a camera. And then like, but actually between them, I was like, oh my Lord. So I did a similar thing when I ran the New York one, and I just wanted to make it a lot more realistic. And there was clips of me being like, right, this is really hard. And like me talking to myself, being like, right, you can do this, you can get through. Because like, of course, I want everyone to know that like anyone can run, but I don't want people to think that like I'm making it look easy and I don't struggle, because everybody struggles. Like, it's hard. You're doing a hard thing, but you can also do hard things. Like, just because it's difficult doesn't mean you can't do it. So I don't know. I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, that's what I love about your content, because you're really honest and yeah, your humor is amazing, and you just share everything, and you've got so much realistic content that it's, yeah, it kind of gives you more confidence, and it shows that, oh, other people struggle as well, so that's okay. I
Yeah, well,
mean,
I hope it comes across that way.
yeah, I mean, obviously you've just finished the New York Marathon a few weeks ago, and you did that with New Balance. Could you tell
I
us a bit
did.
more about how it went, and how did it happen? Like, how did you start collaborating with a New Balance? I mean, that sounds like a huge
No, it
collaboration.
was insane. It was giving imposter syndrome. So initially they like reached out via email, and I'd sent it to like multiple friends being like, is this a scam? I was like, it's giving scam. I was like, why would somebody be asking me, who like I happily say I'm very bog standard, very average, there's nothing overly special about what I do, to like go out with New Balance and to run the New York Marathon? And once I found out it was not a scam, I was like, wow, okay, like this is interesting. And essentially, they wanted to kind of like have more of this show that kind of like everybody can run. And I think that's probably why I was initially reached out to, is like, because I wouldn't say I'm a slow runner. Like, I don't feel like I can put myself in a slow runner bracket, but I'm a very like average runner. There's nothing, I'm not speedy, I'm not above average, I'm not extra, so I'm just bog standard, just your bog standard runner. So I think that's why they sort of reached out, and they liked the fact that I spoke about the fact that anybody could run and that side of things. The actual like trip and the marathon itself, so firstly, like the marathon was insane, but it's also like the first time I've done any race where it's, well, been abroad. So normally when you're prepping for a race, right, you're doing all the things that are right. So you're resting a lot more, so you're chilling a lot more, not getting as many steps in, relaxing, getting some good food in, making sure you're sorting your sleep out. Whereas this was like the opposite. So obviously I was in New York, first time I've ever been to New York, like there, and there is no way I'd ever been able to have this opportunity without New Balance. So like eternally grateful. But that was my first time in New York. So there I am, like plodding around the city, like trying to do my little tourist thing, like getting a little bit overexcited because I was only there for a few days, like racking up the steps. Obviously the jet lag is a little bit wild. And so I was getting up at like stupid o'clock in the morning and I didn't really get on to the right timings. And then like the food, like I was eating, but probably I wasn't eating like as much as I would be if I was like normally carb loading. So essentially I was doing everything I would not normally do. And it was stressing me when it got to the day before because I was thinking, oh my gosh, like I've just done 30,000 steps today. I haven't eaten enough food. I was like, I need to go to bed. Like, what is going on? So that part of it was a little bit stressful. But the race itself was like absolutely insane. So I was in the last wave anyway that went out. So I was the away. I started at like 11:30. I was the last people to leave. But you had to be up at 4 a.m. to be able to get a bus across because they shut everything off.
Oh my
So
God.
it was like a long day from the beginning. So I was already stressed in the fact that I hadn't slept, eaten, whatever else beforehand. And then I was like, I'll get up at 4 a.m. So it was quite a long day. But the race itself was like nothing I think I'll ever experience again. Like people were telling me beforehand, they were like, don't put any pressure on it. You just want to go out and you want to enjoy it because New York is like the party race. And they weren't wrong. Like everywhere you went, like you felt like a celebrity. I was like, oh my gosh, me? Like people were cheering, like screaming, cheering for absolute strangers. Like, oh my God, it's quite beautiful, really, because they were like cheering people on, like people like, you're doing it, you're doing it, and really getting into it. And I was like, these people have no idea who I am. Like, as in, like they don't know anybody here that's running realistically. But yeah, no, the race itself, really fun. But I have to say, it was rather difficult in terms of like, elevation. So I think like the elevation was near like 300 meters overall. And like if you compare that to sort of Manchester, I think the like elevation gain there was like 50 meters. So bit of a chunky difference. But everybody like during the run is super encouraging. Like, I don't know, that as I said before, there's with any marathon or any race, there's people of all kind of different abilities, like doing the race with you. And I think that's just like a nice motivator to get through. It was hard though, but I also really enjoyed it. And I feel like when I came across that line and I was like, okay, well, I didn't think I'd be doing two marathons in 1 year. Yeah, no, it was really great to see. Absolutely loved it.
Apart from the super early start, were there any surprises on race day?
Oh, I think it was like this might sound a bit strange in terms of like surprises, but like I was surprised at myself of how like good I felt running it. Like I said, like I didn't feel like I was the best prepared. My own fault. But I did not feel like I was going into this like the best prepared that I'd ever been. And obviously, this was only my ever like second marathon, so I only had one to compare to where I was very like, I've got to do this, this, and this beforehand. It was very sort of strict, and I was like, I was like, am I actually going to be able to do this? Like, is my body capable of doing this? Like, it's jet lagged. I'm tired. And the fact that I was about the same pace the entire way through as I was for Manchester, even with more elevation gain. And I was probably doing about the same or better for the majority of the run. And I was like, evidently your body is a lot stronger than you think. Like it is a lot more capable. It's definitely more in the mind, and like your mind is one to give up before your body does. So that was, I would say, like a surprise of race day. Any other surprises? I say, yeah, like party race vibe surprises. People were handing out shots, which I thought was quite funny. I can't do a shot on a normal day, so let alone on race day, but it looked absolutely hilarious. They were handing out fireball shots. And I saw a TikTok of a girl afterwards that was literally running it drunk, and I was like, she is living her best life. I was like, don't think I would survive, but she's having a great time. But in terms of like, I don't think there was any other sort of surprises apart from the fact that it was just such a like a welcoming race. Like everybody's in a great mood, and you are literally cheered from almost like start to finish on it. There's this bit where you're on a bridge and it's very quiet. Like the bridge is super Like it's horrible, it's disgusting. And then you're all running, and then everybody in like your group is like cheering when you're at the top because you know like you've completed this hard bit of the bridge, which is like it's like I think it's like mile 15, which is a disgusting mile to have a bridge in my humble opinion. And everybody amongst themselves is cheering. And then there's like another bit where you come from a quiet bit down back into the crowds, and you sort of like hear the crowds roar as you like are running to them. So insane, like I was quite surprised. I've never seen, I don't know, people get that excited for a race or a marathon before. But yeah, it was surprising.
I mean, your marathon, Connor, was absolutely incredible. It was just a joy to watch everything. And I
Oh,
know
thank you.
you kind of filmed yourself at every mile as well. And it was just amazing. And just the atmosphere is incredible. And I think it makes a huge, huge difference.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's all about the atmosphere.
Was there a moment when you thought, I can't do this? Or were you kind of aware that you would be able to finish it because you obviously had your past experience with the Manchester Marathon?
There were quite a few moments in it, and I was like, I mean, for me, I have to just constantly tell myself, and it sounds really big-headed when I say it, and I don't mean it to sound big-headed, but I have to lie to myself, and it's the only time that gaslighting is good for you, because I have to keep telling myself that it's easy, because the second that my brain starts to think it's hard, or I even consider like stopping, that's when for me, like it all goes downhill. And there were quite a few moments when I was running it, like it was difficult. The hills were big, and like especially like I'd say that mile 50, like it got harder as the race went on, in my opinion. Like it started off a lot nicer, and it was just constantly like having to tell myself like you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And like even if I wasn't like saying it to anyone, I was just like saying it as like a mantra to myself. And then one of the things that I love as well, and I would definitely recommend for anyone, whatever race you are running, whatever distance, is having like a support network. Like obviously I was out in New York by myself, but like my friends back at home and family were tracking me and like sending me messages like when they were seeing me on the run, being like, you can do this, you've got this, like you're not far off. Like I've just seen you. You're on the Upper East Side. Like you're in your Gossip Girl era. Like things like that that were getting me through it as well. I remember like I'd FaceTime my mum halfway through it. Well, no, I was past halfway at this point. I was like, mum, it's hard. And she was like, it's gonna be hard, but come on, you're nearly there. Like you can do it. And then she's like, messing me each mile, being like, you're at this mile now. Now I can see you're coming up to this mile. So I definitely think like that support network of people, no matter if they're actually physically there in person or whether they're messaging you, is really, really important. And as well as like your brain telling you you can get through, like having other people around you like kind of reassuring you, being like, you've got this, you've got this. Because yeah, there were definitely times in it and I was like, it's very hard, I don't know what to do. But I'm someone like I'm always about you can walk in a marathon, that is absolutely fine. Like any run that you do, if you want to walk and do as a run walk, great. However, for me, my body goes into a bit of a shutdown the second I stop, and
Same,
I find it really
same.
hard to restart. So my philosophy is, even if I am a snail and I am crawling, as long as my body is like still like a little jiggle jiggle moving, I'm gonna be okay. I just really struggled to stop. So I think that's what I was just telling myself the whole way. I was like, just keep going, you've got it, you've got it. But yeah, gaslight yourself. Only time it's acceptable, but gaslight yourself.
Have to say, I'm the same. Even when I do like a 30K, and it's just around my neighborhood, I feel like it's just hard when you stop. It's so hard to get back into that rhythm again. Even like when you stop at a traffic light or something, or you need to cross the street, or for whatever reason, I wouldn't be able even like to stop to go to the toilet. I would find that super difficult and just like, yeah, would just like ruin everything. And unless it were an emergency or something, I wouldn't probably stop because yeah, it's just so hard for me to get back into it. And yeah, find that pace again and get back into that rhythm.
I know. I wish I was somebody that could do it though, because I feel like I would be able to potentially do like longer distances. But I find it really difficult. And I did a lot of my, I don't know how you're finding your marathon training runs, but for me, what I would do is I would go and run a certain amount by myself to a run club, and then I'd finish it with the run club just to kind of get me through. Especially when you're kind of like 25K upwards, like it's a long time to be alone with my thoughts. Do you know what I mean? So it's nice to finish it with somebody else. But I would always find that really hard that I'd run there and there'd always be like a little bit of a wait because I obviously wouldn't be late to get into run club. They would like have to start and do a warm up and whatnot. And I always found like trying to get back into it was so hard. But yeah, definitely, I'm all about the run walk. I just wish I could do it.
I mean, you've got a few races in the bag now. Looking back now, what has changed since you started running? Like, how are you now on a personal level compared to how you were a few years ago before you started running?
I think one of the like the main thing, and I wouldn't say it's necessarily to like on a day to day to do with running, but the one thing that running has brought me is confidence, and that's more like confidence and belief in myself. I had always been a person that I put this like everything's all scared me. I would let fear more rule my life than if it was something that was out of my comfort zone, or if it was something that like I knew I wasn't good at, or if it was just new to me. I would avoid, and I'd always be somebody that'd be like, oh no, like I don't like I would have an excuse. I would have an excuse not to go. And I think for me, like running is something I was bad at. As in, like I said, when I was a teenager, I would do everything to avoid it. I faked meetings to not have to do run clubs or whatever. I thought I was bad. I hated it, and I found it really, really difficult. And so it's doing something that you find hard and achieving that goal whilst doing something hard was like a really big thing for me, like personally. And then I now kind of just like put this idea onto everybody else, like all my friends. I'm now like, you can run a half marathon, you can run a half marathon. So like it's to helping my friends with that sort of same belief, and I think they're sort of enjoying it as well, like being dragged out for runs, and then they're like, oh well, like I can run it and I can do this and I can do that. And I really want that to sort of be my message, and I just feel like I'm a lot more confident talking about these things in terms of running. Like as I said, that like when I came into it, I was very new, had no idea what I was doing. And obviously the space is quite saturated as it is with people that are professionals that have been in this for years that know how to do like wear different shoes for different things. And I'm just like, I don't know, I've got me running trainers and that's about it. So it's, I don't know, I want to be opening sort of more doors, and I have that confidence to just talk about these things and be like, yeah, you can do this as well if I've done it and I didn't have all this fancy gear and no idea, like, you can do this as well.
Yeah, and it's almost like wanting to share running with everyone because you know how good it feels and you know what great impact it could have on your life. And it's like you want to share with your friends to encourage everyone to get into it because it's, yeah, it can be so life-changing and it's so powerful. Like even me, even with my mom, I'm like, just go for a run. Even if you like walk sometimes, just go for a run around the park and just see how good you feel. And it's so incredible. And I think once you see the impact yourself, you're just like trying to share it with everyone.
And it's a very sort of different for me, like exercise wise. Like I was always a gym girl, and like the gym was great, but I get a very different feeling after I run than anything I did when I was in the gym. So like the gym, obviously, like I don't know, you go, you have your little escape, you do what you gotta do, and you come home. Whereas like I'd go on a run, and like as you were saying earlier, like different, like you get thoughts come into your brain. Like your brain actually, I feel like, works a lot better when you run. I don't know, like there's a lot of kind of like more mental clarity. It's like often outside as well, which I think is always a lot better than like being inside at a gym. And there's just that different feeling, and I feel like I personally feel like I've accomplished more with like when I've been running than like things I've been doing in the gym. Like if I ever got like a PB on a lift on in the gym, I'd be like, cool. But then if I've gone out and I've run like a half marathon, I'm like, girls, I've run a half marathon. Like it seemed a lot bigger in my head. But I think that might be because, as I said, like I wasn't good at it, and it always seemed like a big obstacle and something way out of my reach. But yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I feel like because we spend so much time indoors, it's such a great way to get outside, to enjoy the nature. Even if you're just running in a city, it's just still great to run maybe around your park, your local park, or somewhere with like lots of trees. And yeah, even now in the cold season, it's so much nicer than doing it inside on a treadmill. And I feel that
Yeah.
part of the beautiful impact of it is just being outside as well and having all those elements that come into play alongside the activity itself, if that makes sense. Like, I think for me, running wouldn't be the same if I did it on a treadmill every day. It just wouldn't wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, I feel, yeah, I don't know what it is about running outside. And I know some people really hate it, but for me, number one, it goes quicker when you're outside, right? Because even if
Yes.
I don't really know the route, like, I know I've got to run at least back to my house at some point. Like, it's so the actual run itself goes quicker. And then I don't know, I just feel better in myself after being outside. Like, I'm a big believer that everybody like needs to get outside at least once a day anyway, like especially with working culture now. Like, I work from home most of the time and you're often like sitting inside staring at a screen all day, and that importance of just getting out. So whether you are walking, running, whatever you're doing, get outside. So with the running, I'm with you completely. Always outside vs a treadmill. Like, if I have to run on a treadmill, I might, but it's going to be a very short run and I'm not going to enjoy it. But yeah, 9 times out of 10, I like to be outside.
Same. I completely agree. What's next for you in terms of running goals and races? Do you have anything planned for next year?
Oh, so this is the fun one because I've always been like, well, after a run and a half, I was like, well, I'll never do a marathon. Then I did that. And then I was like, well, I'm never going to run another marathon. And I did that. I mean, I think I would love to run London Marathon. Mainly because hometown would just be really nice to kind of tick that one off. And then there was like the dream for a little while to kind of do the big six, which is now the big seven, technically. Now Sydney's in it as well, isn't it? But also, I'm just sort of open to kind of just anything else that's going to challenge me. I mean, I did toggle with the idea of sort of Ironmans and triathlons. I just hate swimming, just really hate swimming. So I feel like that one's not on the cards right now. But yeah, I've not got anything set in stone just yet, but we'll see what the future holds.
I think it's great to have that flexibility and just listen to your body, see how you feel, and then if you see an opportunity, if another brand reaches out to you to maybe do like the Tokyo Marathon or who knows,
Oh my God, it'd be insane.
you will feel ready for it. So yeah.
And that's the thing, I think, as well. Like, when people often say things like, well, like, are you like, why are you running? Like, are you running for a goal? And for me, it's more like, be like, running's like, I'm fit enough that if someone said to me, oh, like, do you want to come and run a half marathon in Barcelona, for example? But like, yeah, let's go. Like, and I wouldn't have to worry too much about that. So I do like, it's always quite hard when you've come from training for a marathon, like, you've had this big training block and you're very focused and everything's structured. And then when you go back into like normal life, like I am now, as I like to put it. And I still want to incorporate running. So I still want to be doing like one long run a week. That's kind of what I enjoyed the long runs the most out of everything. Like, just getting out on like a weekend morning and just getting that run out the way nice and early. And then I just feel really set up for the day. And that's what I want to keep doing now. And so if there is anything that ever comes up, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'm still like doing a long run at the weekend. So yeah, I think I'll be fine. Like, delusion's gonna get me through again. But yeah, definitely agree with that one.
My final question to you is, why do you run and what do you love about running?
Okay, so definitely run. I would say, I mean, originally I would say I was like running for fitness and running for exercise, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm definitely not. I now run more for the mental clarity side of it and like the mental benefits that I get from it. As I said, like, not only with just like the confidence building and the self-belief, but just the fact of like getting out of the house, having like a goal to focus on, and how much better you feel after a run. And I know that people that aren't runners, and because I was the same, will listen to me saying this and be like, no, I absolutely hate running. I'm not going to feel like that afterwards. But I promise that if you slow things down and you start to enjoy your runs more, like the feeling afterwards, like, I haven't found a different exercise that's going to beat it just yet. So yeah, definitely why I like still run.
Francesca, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. I mean, I feel like you gave me so much confidence during this chat. So I hope our listeners are going to enjoy this as much as I did. You've been absolutely incredible. I know a lot of people would probably want to find out more about what you do and about your social media pages. So where could they find you online?
Well, firstly, thank you very much for having me. It's been wonderful to come and chat to you. And I know you're going to absolutely smash the Edinburgh Marathon.
Thank you.
Honestly, you're going to have the best time. And then in terms of socials, my Instagram is at foodfitnessfrancesca. And it's the same on TikTok as well. So my TikTok is very small currently. But yeah, that is mainly where I'm at. So come along and say hi. And if you ever want to go for a run, hit me up.
I've got a quick fire round of questions if you're up for it before you go.
Of course, of course.
What's your favorite season for a wedding?
Ooh. I really like autumn because the sunsets or the sunrises, 10/10.
What's your favorite place to run?
Oh yeah. Do you know, I actually really like running in central London, like an early morning run in central when it's like, I know people say there's no views, why on earth would you want to run that around there? But very peaceful when you go nice and early, great views. Yeah, central London.
Are you the type of person who ends her run with a coffee and like in a bakery or to do like that kind of stuff?
She is a coffee and a pastry girl now.
What's your favorite post-run snack?
I probably have to say a pastry because if I ever go to a run club, I will have a pastry.
So what would that be? What
Oh,
kind
like an
of
almond croissant, like a, yeah, or a pistachio something. Yeah, one of those. Delicious.
And finally, what's your favorite song to listen to on a run?
Oh no, people think I'm really weird because I don't actually listen to music on runs. I will listen to a true crime podcast 9 times out of 10, or a podcast in general. Because when you've got longer runs, I get bored of the music. But yeah, no, a bit weird, but I'm a podcast girly.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I love podcasts for long runs too, because I feel like it helps you to kind of keep that pace. And also, I feel like every time I listen to like pop music, I run a lot faster, which is not ideal on long runs.
Yeah.
And then like everything, and my pace is all over the place, and I feel a lot more tired at the end. Whereas when I listen to a podcast, I just feel like everything's easier and just nicer overall.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a good distraction. Like I listen to, I mean, it's not always true crime. I listen to like easy ones as well, like ones which talk about like Reddit stories and that sort of thing, like things that are just gonna distract my brain. And then by the time you know it, and the podcast's finished, you finished your run. Easy peasy.
Thank you so much again for coming on White Running. I hope we can catch up again soon.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you so much for listening to White Running. If you love this episode, then please leave me a review and share this podcast on your social media. And if you'd like to hear more from me, then make sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'll see you next time.